Cast your mind back to 2009. Tracker mortgage customers, more than 42,000 of them, were wrongly moved by their banks onto higher interest rate loans. For some, it had dire consequences as people lost their homes when their repayments became unaffordable. It cost the banks more than €1 billion to rectify the situation. The story is outlined in a two-part RTE documentary series called Trackers, The People versus the Banks, which begins tonight on RTE One television at 9:35. Financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board, Pádraig Casán, contributed to the documentary, and we'll speak to him in a moment. But first, let's hear from Claire and Thomas Ryan, who were among the many people who fought to have their tracker mortgages restored. They spoke in the documentary about the impact it had on them personally.
Effectively, what happened to us as a couple is we were worked up to the nines. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of bickering, and just very negative things that shouldn't have been happening. That wouldn't have been happening only for this situation. So it escalated so bad that one night I woke up and I had a stroke in my sleep. I've been very lucky to survive it. And then Claire had a nervous breakdown.
I actually lost my speech, and it was really frightening, and it was nice for my children because my anxiety levels just went through the roof.
You picked me up from study in school, and I actually came home, and I can actually really remember you were at that window, and you were like, you wouldn't speak to me. Like, it wasn't you weren't speaking, you were trying to speak to me. And like, it's an image that would stick with me forever, because like, she just...
In my head, I could hold a full sentence, I could hold a full conversation in my head. I tried to get words out and they just could not come out. I just couldn't get them out.
It was Claire and Thomas Ryan who were among the many people who fought to have their tracker mortgages restored, and their story is told in that documentary on RT1 television tonight. Pádraig Casán, financial advisor, is one of the people who helped to expose this scandal and is on the line now. Pádraig, there were a lot of complexities to this story, a lot of different rates, and there were a lot of people confused at the start, but ultimately, when it all really boils down to a simple story of greed, doesn't it?
Morning, Justin. Yeah, I mean, I suppose the title of the program is a key factor in the whole thing. It's the people versus the banks. And what's very important about that is you mentioned over 42,000 accounts affected, but they're the accounts affected. Behind that figure is individuals, families, couples that were overcharged absolute fortunes. And it's important to remember, Justin, it was at a time of deep economic impact as well. And there was a crash that had occurred, which put people to the pin of their collars. And at the same time, having bailed out the banks, we're then overcharging those same customers. So I think it's important that the viewpoint of the people is reflected, because to date, while we've had the record fines and the reports and so forth, I'm pleased that the John Downs, the director, and his staff, who were fantastic, putting this together. I think it was critically important that it's put together from the perspective of the people who had to challenge this, both individuals themselves, practitioners like myself, putting it all together, which was an enormous jigsaw, given the level of banks that were involved.
And the former governor of the central bank, Patrick Honohan, was interviewed for this documentary also. And while this all started in 2009, it was 2015 before the central bank announced a full-scale investigation into the banks involved in the scandal. And that was a question that Patrick Honohan said should have been acted on sooner. Let's hear what he had to say.
Some ideas could have been implemented earlier. It's always nice to do things sooner if they're going to be effective sooner. And I don't dispute that. Let me emphasise, if there was enforcement, the only debate you could possibly have is, should this very specific and unusual and remarkable action taken by the central bank in 2015, should that have been done earlier? And maybe, yeah, rerun it. It would be nice to do it earlier. Might not have been as effective, would not have fixed the situation quickly.
Were you too trusting of them?
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, it's evident. If I didn't think there were 40,000 cases like this.
Pádraig Casán, that's Patrick Honohan there. Can you say now that things have changed and that the culture of the banks has changed as a result of this scandal?
I mean, there has been an awful lot of progress made in changing not only the culture, but the attitude inside, particularly if somebody makes a complaint about a matter. There is now a better understanding of what the person might be saying. I know when the central bank launched the investigation, I think it was quite a vigorous investigation. It clearly should have happened way before 2015, because the impact of the overcharging and what occurred as a result of it had lasted then at that stage by 6 years, which was 6 years too many. And one thing that I would always say is the central bank would have had to do nothing if the banks didn't do what they did. And that's also important to remember. It started and originated with banks deciding to do what they did. Have we moved on from it? Yes. Have we moved on in all areas? Probably no. And there are some cases that didn't get deemed impacted that I would still have felt that they should have been corrected and haven't been corrected. A simple example of that is Ulster Bank taking a matter that the Ombudsman upheld all the way to the Court of Appeal till they won. And that has impacted probably another 400, 500, 600 people. So there are some issues, but and a lot of these banks have closed. But we are making progress with the, and I think the culture change that has happened is the view the banks would take now in somebody raising a complaint should be and is likely to be entirely different to back then when it was a case of nothing to see here, move on.
Okay, Padraig, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Padraig Kasan, okay. Financial advisor, member of the Irish Banking Culture Board. And a reminder that that documentary, Trackers, The People versus the Banks, begins tonight at 9:35 on RTE1 television and on the RTE player. It's 2 minutes to nine.